Blog Talk Radio.
You fucking Blue Shirt Underground, motherfucker!
This is an unlawful gathering. This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Mania. This is the underground. This is New Mania.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
If you've ever seen the movie Good Morning Vietnam, and you've seen the when Robin Williams is running in for his first time on the air and he's trying to get everything assembled, that was me about 3 minutes ago. Literally putting my shorts on as the theme song was playing. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Lenny, how are you? Good night, okay, everybody.
I'm doing okay. Trying to figure it out, what's going on, trying to get some questions answered, trying to still figure out this team and where they are and where they're headed. And, well, I think I know where they're headed. I know where they are, but it's just hard. It's just hard right now. I mean,
torture.
It really is. I feel like we're in some kind of lame duck session where it's like, really, I mean, it's like, you know, nothing really is getting it achieved. Maybe I'm being too grim. I know it's a shortened season and everything, but mediocrity.
It's about to get a lot shorter.
Yeah.
It ain't going to get much longer.
I mean, I'm going to root to them till, you know, to the last breath here. But I pretty much have seen all I need to see from this team to make the evaluation that they are somewhere between not good and mediocre. And
yeah,
you can beat all the bottom feeders you want by 6 goals.
Yep.
But when it comes down to brass tacks, when you have to play a good team or just need to show up, you can't get it done. And I don't want to be one of these people that you don't deserve to make it, but they certainly have indicated to me that they are not even
that interested.
They're really not that interested, and they certainly aren't even as close as being as hungry or determined as they were last year in all aspects of the game. I mean, this team went from a shot blocking, hitting machine to I don't think they've thrown 4 legitimate hits in the last 5 games in these scrimmages they've been playing. So it's very disheartening that the season is kind of wound up this way. But I mean, surprises could happen, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I hate to use the word because I think it's overused, but last year's team had a swagger all season long. They had a bravado, a moxie.
Red balls.
This year's team I haven't seen it enough. 8 goals against Buffalo, notwithstanding.
Five of them in their own net.
A dominant performance against a Devils team that I've never seen look more disinterested. I mean, that Devils, for the beginning of that game, I mean, maybe it was that goal 30 seconds in by Callahan that just kind of wiped it out. I don't know. But, I mean, they were completely disinterested unless it came to complaining to the refs. I've never seen a whinier Devils team, and I've never seen a more disinterested Devils team. So yeah, it was nice to see them. It was nice to see them win on Sunday. We had a great mass gathering of the unwashed masses here in Arizona. We had a great time, but I wasn't one of these fans that was looking for my sizing myself up for my cup T-shirt either when the game was over. Last year's team, they were just different. Was it Prust? Was it Brandon Prust? Was it Brandon Dubinsky? Was it Brandon Walsh? I don't know. I'm at a loss.
It was just like, I don't know, I felt like there was a maximum effort every night. And most times, listen, they were very hot the first half of the season last year. And basically didn't play all that great the second half, and then won 2-7 game series. And listen, they accomplished something. I'm not going to detract on what they accomplished. Okay, they did it the hard way. They didn't score, but they played defense. They were focused. You have to say, at least last year, the team was focused. They were honed in to whatever their ridiculous philosophy was. They were dialed into that. To me, this team doesn't seem dialed into that. Now, I don't know what the – is it the players? Is it the personnel? It's hard for me to watch the games now knowing that we have a coach that, to me, is going to lead them nowhere. Ultimately going to lead them to nowhere, because the act is old, the predictability is so old, the answers that are given are old, if any are given, and I prove me wrong, went out the rest of the season and take care of business, and you make some noise in the playoffs, but they couldn't even beat the Panthers, the worst team in the league. And you could say, the Panthers withstood that almost 40-shot barrage. They had like 3 quality chances in that whole game, if that, the Rangers.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to disagree with the chat room about they weren't ready to play the season and no time for the necessary prep. I'm not buying it. They have no business losing to the Florida Panthers. None. Twice.
No excuses.
Twice in three. What was it? 3 weeks. Twice. Because
Jacob Markstrom.
You're going to tell me that in game estimating game 35 and game 46 that they're losing to the Florida Panthers because they didn't have concentration camp in September? Come on, guys. We're smarter than this. This team just doesn't have it. They played 3 good games against bottom feeders and then went out and laid an absolute shitburger again to Florida. No business losing to Florida. Did you hear that crowd last night? That was a home game. I was getting texts from our friend Murph, who calls into the football show. He was at the game. He said, I can't believe how loud it is here, these Ranger fans. No business losing to Florida. The Islanders, they seem to be doing okay without prep time, without getting ready. Montreal seemed to do all right. Chicago seems like they're doing okay. I'm not buying it. The playing field was level. for everybody.
Especially with the Islanders, Jim. The Islanders are a team that they've come back in at least four or five games this year in the last minute and come up with big-time goals and faced adversity and, frankly, have earned where they are. When I have to say the New York Islanders have more intestinal fortitude than the New York Rangers, it makes me sick.
But it's
the Islanders have, you know, the Islanders have come back. They tied that game with a minute left last night. All right, they lost in overtime, but they got the point. They're not giving up. I mean, it's guys. I mean, you know, listen, we all love the Rangers, but you got to be realistic. They're not a very good hockey team. They're not a very good hockey team. I mean, we could sit here and point the finger at this player, that player, this player. As a unit, they're not a good team. Now, yes, they're missing Mark Stahl. I think that's hurting them, but they can't score when they really need to score. I mean, Taylor Pike, get Pisey, get your only goal last night? Well, to that last second goal when Brassard scored or whatever it was. I mean, really? Pisey? Really?
He's on a hot streak.
Oh, well, of course. And the worst thing that can happen for that loser is to score, because that means he's going to get Tortorella's going to go with the quote unquote hot hand. And that hot hand got 17 minutes worth of playing time last night. Taylor Pyatt. Who went half the season without scoring. So now he's back in, you know, he's a premier forward now in Tortorella's head. And once again, we saw the old Kreider, 3 minutes and 43 seconds, please. Come on. Now, who are we jerking around here? You know, and I agree with the critics who say, listen, he's got to earn his keep. But see, his keep is different than Taylor Pyatt's keep. Taylor Pyatt's keep is, he's good along the wall, so he doesn't have to score for 25 games.
It's Chris different Kreider, than J.T. Miller's keep.
Right. Oh, he's got some cowboy in him. Chris Kreider's keep is, he better get a goal. If he doesn't get a goal in 3 minutes, 43 3 seconds, he's being benched. He's got to score every minute he's out there in order to play on this team. And I'm so infuriated. I don't get it. I feel like I'm rooting for some bizarro world team where Dan Girardi plays the point on the power play again and again and again and again. He doesn't hit the net. He never gets a shot through on the power play. He gets more shots through even strength than on the power play. He played 28 minutes last night. Offensively. Oh, I just can't take it. It's like he's doing it to spite us. Back him up. Girardi's I don't care if he's a right-handed, left-handed shot. I don't give a shit what it is. He's not a... Tortorella is making me dislike Dan Girardi, and I love him. But when he gets on and up, I see him on the power play, I flip out. And I know,
I went off on it a little bit last week.
I mean,
I touched on it.
Somehow, people said put McDonough out there. I put anybody out there, including John Moore, who I think has shown a little bit offensively. I think McDonough has a little bit of creativity in him. Anybody. And what is this idiot doing putting Rick Nash on the point, on the power play, and with the goalie pulled? This is like the best power forward that's probably ever laced up a Ranger uniform, one of the elite guys in front of the net in the whole entire NHL, and we got him out at the blue line. What is he going to do there? Make a crisp pass? Get that puck to Pisey? What's he doing? His best work's in front of the net. He's dominant force in front of the net. No, he's at the point. I really, somebody please, I'll pay you. Get tickets for me behind the Rangers bench. I'll pay you. I want to be thrown out. I want to be thrown out yelling at this coach. What are you doing? What are you doing, you clown?
Just make sure you're wearing a Blue Shirt Underground Radio t-shirt.
Like, come on, Jim. I mean, really. I mean, the power play again was awful last night. I mean, listen, I don't know what it is. I just know it doesn't work. I've seen enough. What's Tortorella? Everybody keeps Tortorella like he's some kind of like, we would have like an 850 winning percentage with this guy. Was he around 500?
He's Scotty Bowman.
I mean, listen, I definitely put a lot of culpability on the players. It's hard to point fingers, but the way this team is built, and it's just, I don't know. I have no answers. That's why I said maybe the show answer man can give me some answers because I have no more answers. I think I've run out of questions because I really don't give a shit anymore. I really don't. I feel like we're in some kind of lame duck thing where I got to deal with a coach that just doesn't make sense. It's like this. I said to my friend, it's like this. Putting Girardi on the power play is like the Saints putting Jonathan Vilma out at wide receiver instead of Marcus Colston. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You don't put defensive players in the most and the fact that the power play has stunk the whole year, change it up. And I'm sick of Sam Rose and he's like, oh, Rangers got five forwards out there. Like, that's something new. Woo! Woo! How innovative. And how does Tortorella, genius over there, he pulls the goalie, right? They can't even score with a regular power play. Now we're gonna become real dominant. Now we got two men.
That took, 30 seconds for the other team to score?
Disgusting. And you know what? I might also voice my opinion about you people on the internet and on Facebook. Don't ever challenge anybody else's loyalty just because I'm not smoking the same joint you are, that that you're not a Ranger fan if you jump the bandwagon after a loss. We've all been saying this. Anybody with half a brain in their head knows this team is not good. This team is going nowhere. Nowhere. They're not getting out of the first round. They're not getting out of the first round. You people talking about matchups? They can't beat anybody better than them. Anybody higher in the standings, they can't beat. They can't beat the Florida Panthers. They couldn't beat a team that has three players of any worth and a goaltender that plays like Terry Sawchuk against them. And Jacob Markstrom. I mean, they've got Huberdeau, Brian Campbell, and Fleischmann. And that's it. The rest of the team is an AHL squad. They couldn't beat them. It was a disgusting, disgraceful loss.
And Gotch.
Marcel Gotch.
Gotch. If I hear his fucking name one more time. Un-Gotch.
Un-Gotch. Ryan Clough, I said we'd talk about him. I've had enough of him, too. They better not think about re-signing him. You know who I'd go after instead of Ryan Clough? David Clarkson. I like David Clarkson 10 times better than I like Ryan Clough. And he's a UFA. I would love to steal him from the Devils. We'll make sure we delouse him of that jersey taint.
But doesn't he only score against the Rangers, like Mike Rupp?
That's true, but he has like 15, 16 goals. And he cares. He's a heart and soul guy. Won't have to move that far. The transition will be great.
We got to get that song.
What song?
Heart and Soul. Play it every time we talk about heart and soul, guys. Dun, dun,
Never mind.
No heart, no soul.
Tort, tort, torty, goodbye. Tort, tort, torty makes me cry. I know you want a cup, but this power play fucking sucks. Tort, tort, torty, goodbye. Tort, tort, torty makes me cry. I know you want a cup, but this power play fucking sucks. Tort, tort, torty, goodbye. Tort, tort, torty makes me cry.
I fucking hate him. Such a catchy little tune.
It is. Coming up tonight on the Eddie and Jim Variety Hour, we've got Lola Falana, Charo, the Milton Berle Plate Spinners, the June Allison Dancers,
and Charlie Weaver.
Charlie Weaver. George Goebel.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I love this music.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, what else? I mean, does anybody else feel the way I do? I feel like Peter Frampton now. Do you feel like...
I'm too into the twist.
I know you want to come... Well, it's Flowers and Madam. Joan Rivers looks like Madam now. Oh, anyway. All right, stop it.
Aw. Can we play that through the whole show?
Yeah, all right. I hear you dancing and, like, snapping your fingers over there.
Snapping my fingers? Yeah, it's catchy.
Oh, my, I mean, Sing it, Jimmy.
I only know the first verse.
Don't you make me cry.
I know you want a cup, but your power play fucking sucks. And
here
take
comes.
Oil with you.
Wheel Girardi out there well, once again.
What's the name of that file? We've got to turn it down just a little bit.
All right.
What's the name of that file?
I'll cut it.
Torchy, goodbye song. Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Yeah. Can I just say, I know we always say that when they lose, we pick on the broadcast. And I'm going to pick on the broadcast, but it's just one little thing I got to say. Last night, they start talking about my personal favorite Ranger, Brian Boyle. And Joe Micheletti says, he wants to get back on the ice. The Rangers miss him, Sam. That was the first idiotic thing. That was the first idiotic thing he says. Then he says, he was just starting to get going offensively, Sam, wasn't he? Yeah, as long as there was no fucking goalie in the net. He had an empty net goal. That's his offense getting going. Stop it. Stop trying to tell me Brian Boyle's this great, fantastic hockey player that the world misses. They won 3 in a row without him for the second time this year. Enough. Stop it. I know what I'm seeing when I watch Brian Boyle. Stop trying to tell me I'm seeing something different because I'm not. He's terrible. They don't miss him. They don't miss him. He's not an offensive machine. Okay, I'm done. Moving on. Next.
They do that. They treat you like you're crazy. You think you're crazy because what you're seeing game after game, they're telling you is not happening. It's the opposite.
Phil Mushnick said, he mentions this all the time in his column, believe what I tell you, not what you see. when he talks about it now.
Oh, we want to thank Mike Sullivan. He's been so gracious for doing those in-between interviews with John Monotone. We want to extend our appreciation to the riveting details that he's given.
The Unsullied.
The Unsullied.
If you don't watch Game of Thrones, you won't get that. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, that's your loss. Bup, bup, Boyle, goodbye. Watching you skate makes me cry. You're a big dumb lummox, and nothing rhymes with lummox. Bup, bup, Boyle, goodbye.
See you. Oh, boy. I should play this like between face offs. I mean, meanwhile, instead of MSG, the same sound effects go for 20 years straight.
Right. Yeah. Same canned music. Next time Dancing Larry gets up to dance, this is what they should play. See you dance to this, Larry. Larry! You dance to this.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's just. I think it boils down. And then, you know, they're saying the Rangers take the least amount of penalties in the league. I also think we draw the least amount as well. And that probably, you know, was the fact that we don't really work hard enough to get those penalties or actually have really good scoring opportunities. I don't know. It's quite the conundrum. I don't know. It's hard for me to reconcile some players on this team. I mean, Darryl Powell has no goals, no assists. I mean, I don't want to pick on the penalty killer because, I mean, he's done a pretty good job. But they can't find a guy that can kill penalties, that can actually score a goal. I don't know. What do you... it's Glenn Sather calling.
Oh, Glenn Sather, hello?
Hello, Glenn? Get that fucking cigar out of your mouth, you moron. You just came back from cancer.
Cutter, guess what? It's our show. I'll play whatever fucking music I want to play. If I want to play this for 2 hours and not even talk, I'm going to do it. You want your own show with your own music? Bring back Cutter Historical with its two listeners.
Two? I think you're over...
Am I overestimating?
Yeah. Meanwhile, right. We got to listen to his stupid music from NHL, you know, 88.
Right. Right. Yeah, hold on. Wait. Hold on. I'm going to turn off the Torch Tootsies goodbye here for just a second. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Ready? Hi, it's good evening, and welcome to Cutter Historical. Tonight, we're going to talk about the 1978 Leafs. And then the 1982 Blue Jays, and then the 1987 Toronto Argonauts of the CFL. So we're taking calls any minute now. First, we've got Eddie. We've got Eddie on the line.
Oh,
Eddie, good evening. Welcome to Cutter Historical. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Cutter. I've been listening to your show. And, Well, I was thinking about maybe offing myself. I've got the razor blades here. And I thought you'd be the one, your show would push me like right over the edge because it's so fucking horrible.
Well, that's enough for this week with Cutter Historical. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, listen to this. And we're back. Welcome back to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Jim and Eddie with you here on a Wednesday night.
Oh,
my God.
I was going to off myself. I got the razor blade.
And I really thought that show would push me over the edge.
Show was worse than Full House.
I wanted to, I don't know. Where does Florida play now? The Bed Bath & Beyond Center? What is that name?
That fucking place has had more names. The National Car Rental Center, the Office Depot Center, the Bank Atlantic Center. Now it's the BB&T. I guess Bank Atlantic got taken over. I mean, that place has had like 6 or 7 names. It's only 15 years old, I think.
The only positive I got out of that game really was Ashton did pretty well against Paros.
He did.
I like the. Yeah, Paros is a big boy. I don't know if Paros is kind of on the, on his way out as a major brawler, but, I like to see that, I like to see the fisticuffs, and that shows a little emotion, but, I know we've beaten the Chris Kreider thing to death, but would it kill him to put Chris Kreider on the power play? Got 5 forwards. I mean, how many forwards are left on the bench that aren't playing on the power play? You can't be one of them. I almost, Chris Kreider's just got to be waiting till Tortorella gets out of here.
Yeah.
He's just like, my career really can't begin under this guy. I'm stuck with this guy. So I don't know. And there is something to be said that, he's got to make his bones. But again, I said, his bones have to come with goals. And, goals aren't that hard, easy to come by in this league, especially when you're playing only 4 minutes a night. So it's quite the conundrum, James. Quite the conundrum.
Tortsy, goodbye.
Just enamored with this music. You don't even want to do a show anymore. You just want
to. We'll just talk over the music. We'll just have fun with the music. Well, what else are we going to say? I don't even know what's left. And I have one question. And this is related to. Well, everybody's flipping out about why they pulled Lundqvist so early last night. I got a better question than why'd you pull Lundqvist so early. I don't have a problem with that. But how does Drew Shore get a hold of the puck for so long when you're 6-on-4?
Because the Rangers aren't a puck possession team.
We don't talk about puck possession. Next question.
It's the useless grind behind the net. That's their philosophy. It has nothing to be. There's no setup. There's no anything. How the assistant coach didn't get fired in this shortened season, I don't know. I mean, the power play is disaster, though. You've got to fire him. 4 years now, the power play is terrible.
If he fires the Unsullied, that's admitting failure. That's admitting that he made a mistake. He won't do that. Have you ever heard him say, I take full responsibility for this loss. Put this on me. This is my fault. We weren't prepared. That's on me. No, he never says that.
Well, what did he say in the post game last night?
Next question.
Probably
none of your business. All 25.
Do you think the battle level? Sam Roller.
None of your business. They should play this song behind Tortorella's press conferences.
You see me behind there in the back, mouthing the song. Goodbye.
Right, here you go.
John, did you think the effort on the power play just wasn't there tonight?
Well, there's Rosasco with like a little, pipe organ playing this song, making himself visible. Like Uncle Floyd,
Yeah. So, notwithstanding we're not so enthused about the Rangers' playoff chances, who would you guys, in the chat room at home, and Jim, you also participate, if you had
to play somebody in the playoffs, who would you like to see?
You know what's funny is I asked you this question last week or the week before, and you said Florida. They're the last team I'd want to see. I've had enough of them.
If Scott Clemenson plays in that, but if the great Jacob Markstrom plays in that, it's a whole different ballgame. Jacob Marley covers up more net, so the Rangers just have more guy, you know, more chance to shoot it into him.
I don't even know who I'd – I don't know. I don't know.
I don't like the Bruins. I like Montreal now. I want to play Montreal. And I know we stink, but Montreal has been – they've come back to earth recently. They have not. They lost to the Devils last night. I think they could shit the bed easy. The Bruins, I think, are a better team with a better goalie, but we've had good success with them this year. You know, we won a couple games against them. I like Tuukka. I think Tuukka Rask is a good goalie, despite what Stan Fischel has said about him earlier in this year. People are way too... I don't want to play the Capitals just for the reason that I'm sick of playing the Capitals in the playoffs. I'm sick of the Jason Chimera. I'm sick of seeing the whole Matt Hendrick show and the whole thing. And Ovechkin's hot, but you know what? They're a bunch of chokers over there. That all comes to an end. And I don't want to see Braden Holtby all, you know. Nah. So I like to see somebody different. You know, I guess common sense would dictate the Bruins. I guess. So I don't know. I'm just not enthused. And, I mean, it is a fakakta half a season. And if the Rangers were to show me, you know, if they were in the same position and they were battlers and fighters and showed me some kind of intestinal fortitude, I could get behind them. But right now, I'm finding it very hard to get behind them. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, they're 7-2-1 or whatever. They're beating crappy teams. I know you're supposed to beat who they put in front of you, but, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not taking the Brad Richards, point-scoring streak, multi-point games and him getting the hat trick seriously. So I take it. I'm like, ooh, he's coming on like he did last season. I'm not buying that garbage. He's coming on as a third-line center. It makes no sense to me. So, I don't know. We got any phone calls? Because I don't know what else to really say.
Let's get into a little hypothetical doomsday here. Basically, Winnipeg has one game remaining. The Rangers have two. Okay? So, if I understand it correctly, the Rangers only have to win one game. And they're in. Correct? I have that figured out right?
Yes.
Hypothetically speaking, if they lose tomorrow night to Carolina, do you think they're going to the playoffs? Because I'll be honest with you.
Well,
I think Jersey would love nothing more than to end their season. I mean, the karma? You think Jersey's not hoping to get a shot at them for the final game of the season with a chance to oust them? And their fans get a chance to get a little season's over retribution? Coach of theirs? Finally occurred to me in the middle of the third period on Sunday who he looks like. Phil Collins.
Little Phil. He's got a little Phil. He's got a little Andy Kaufman. Little Latka. Thank you very much.
Little Latka,
a little piece of boring there. They really, just going back to that game, Marty was all smiles. They were getting ousted in the playoffs. Like, when he got pulled, he was laughing on the bench. If I was a Devil fan, please forgive me for saying that. Oh, Lord. But if I was, I'd be pretty pissed, man. You're going down to the Rangers like this? Like, you know, totally impotent. So, what you think? I don't know. I mean, the Devils didn't look very interested the last time they played.
True.
I mean, but if it would have knocked the Rangers out, fine. But, you know, it seemed more Devils were more interested in that game making a statement about the finals last year than they were about, you know, arguing with the ref the whole game. That Rooney carry, Looney Skip Rooney there. So, it's two Uncle Floyd references in one show. So, I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
where's Mario?
Would be, yeah, really. It would probably be the scenario that we Ranger fans have come to know. You know, the last, you know, they lose to the Devils and they're out. But, you know, I remember that, I think it might have been two seasons ago or three seasons ago, I remember the Rangers played the Thrashers in kind of a similar situation at the Garden and got shut out.
Mm-hmm.
Or lost 2-1 or 2-0 or something. And we're like, oh, come on, how did they do this?
And let's be honest, if you've been a Ranger fan for more than an hour, you cannot present to me any reasonable scenario in their history that wouldn't point to their season ending against the Devils with a loss. You can't tell me, oh, go back and look at their history. They wouldn't lose a game like that. This is exactly what they would do. So don't tell me, don't sit there and write letters and tell me I'm not a real fan for saying that. Bullshit. Look at your history. Go back and look at your history. I'm just telling you that as a I say it because I'm a Ranger fan. There would be no more fitting way for this season to end than against the Devils in a karmic retribution game.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I think you're certainly right. My question is, are they ever going to take a real hard look at where this team is? Are we ever going to get somebody in here that's capable? I feel like I'm exhausted by this 40 game. We've had so many players, I don't know. I feel like we have had so many players in here this year and such a turnover in the roster that my head is spinning. It was spinning before the season started because I can't, you know, my head spins easily. You know, with the turnover and Dubinsky and Artie and this and that, and they bring in the other guys. And then we had Ben Ferrio was up here, and then Meshuggah was up here, and then Haley was up here, and then Kreider's been the Duncan yo-yo up and down, up and down. JT Miller, EL, let's keep him past 10 games. Let's burn a year off his ELC. He's gone. He's not even in the mix. Gavrik is gone. Now we got Brassard and Derek Dorsett, and, and all these guys, and John Moore, and Gilroy started the season. Now I don't know what planet he's on. We got Roman Hamrlik. Who knows? I mean, come on. I mean, this guy. I mean, we've gotten so many faces that have come in and out of this lineup, and I don't even know how bad were these teams that are below us. I mean, it's a joke. I feel like we took, like, two steps backwards. I mean, Girardi has not had a good season. I'm not even the power play. McDonough's been much better. Strowman has been good. Eminger has done what he's had to. Delzato has been, to me, inconsistent. And if he's not doing anything offensively, why is he, you know, I understand he's young. I mean, the only good things that have really happened is Derek Stepan. Lundqvist has been on his game. You know what? I actually had an argument at the post office the other day. Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh, I'm at the post office. I'm making a transaction, and I know one of the guys who works at the post office, so I say to the clerk, I said, do you know this guy, Jeff? And he goes, yeah, he's a big Ranger fan. Jeez, that's the first thing you know about this guy, Jeff? He's a big Ranger, the way you're saying it? I go, well, I'm kind of a big Ranger fan myself. He goes, yeah, really? Huh. Sorry about the semis last year. Huh. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I'm a Devil fan. go, well, that's your problem. I said, well, it's not really a problem when you have the greatest goalie in the world. I go, well, yeah. Yeah. I guess if you got to root for Uncle Daddy. It
got off right up to a bad start. I was waiting for the guy to put his thumb on the thing to get me extra weight on my package so he could charge me more.
Yeah, your stuff's getting shipped.
Yeah, right? You wound up right in the garbage.
Yeah.
After I got done with this guy.
Michael Lakin said, like, I'd be depressed listening to this if not for the jovial background music. It really does make all the difference.
Jeff Gorton's on the phone now.
Busy guy tonight with the phones.
Well, I don't know. It's all freak. It's all home week over here, man. Had a rough week, Jim. Had a rough week. So me and this guy are doing battle, and then some shlomo comes in, and some schmo is like, "How about my Islanders? JT's doing great." I go, "Whoa, John Tinelli?
JT Southern?
I mean, they're doing the same thing that they were doing what they did with the LT thing." LT, I'm a Jet fan. There's only one LT, Lawrence Taylor. Okay?
Right.
That's it. I'm not even a Giant fan, and I know that. Now,
nobody's
I know
perfect.
You may not know. I know. Listen, I have my faults.
You have your cross to bear.
I have many crosses to bear. So now, I don't know if you knew this, but JT... Back in the day, because I'm from the island, that was John Tinelli's nickname. Great John Tinelli, who was kind of like a people's champion. He was the, he didn't accumulate a lot of points, but he was a hell of a hockey player. Anybody would want to have John Tinelli on his team. I mean, he was just a hardworking, he was the only island I could even, like, remotely like. I go, "Oh, John Tinelli?" He goes, "No, John Tavares." Oh, he's getting all ethnic and Latino on me. I mean, what are we on? Univision now here at the post office? Don't you guys work here? You always been talking about hockey? Tavares. I go, "Listen, you're going to make the playoffs in a 40-game season, and you're going to get knocked out in the first round. You'll be in Brooklyn in 2 years, so don't talk to me." Well, I'm getting hot in the post office. I'm defending the Rangers in the post office now. Just because I asked to see some guy named Jeff, or asked about him.
Right.
So who knows? And wind up the next night, the Rangers will eliminate the Devils, so maybe I'll go back there. It's time for no packages, just come in and harass them. But you're right, it could come down to where the Devils get the last laugh, the last ha-ha. And, would any of us be surprised? Would Stan from Bayside be surprised? No. Would anybody in this chat room be surprised? No. We've been down this road. We've been this team's punching bag. I mean, I know it's not politically correct, but we are the beaten spouse that comes back for more. Hit me harder. Hit me harder. I love you. Hit me harder. That's what we are. That's all we're ever going to be.
You really don't know the Rangers like I know the Rangers.
You don't know him.
He doesn't mean to get angry.
Like I
They don't mean to beat us.
They don't mean it. They love us.
Right. They only get angry when I drink. What happened to Eddie Layton? Oh, there he is.
It's unrequited love. It's never reciprocated. Ranger
battered
fans,
Ranger fan syndrome.
We are. It's battered Ranger fan syndrome. Welcome to it. Another edition. Last year we got a little bit of a break, but we're back.
Right. Last year the Rangers were on the wagon. They cleaned up.
They went to rehab. They came back all cleaned up and looking for jobs, getting interviews. And guess what? We're getting bitch slapped again.
In January, they went on a binge. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You ready to talk to Stan?
Actually, Gina says she spent her money on some of the worst games of the year. We gave away tickets to the worst game of the year, I think.
Yeah, one of them.
That's
yeah.
The first one. But, yeah.
To the coach of the Falcons, Mike Smith.
All right, so I guess we'll get to Stan. Let's see what he's got to say.
All right, let's talk to Stan. Stan,
hello.
How are you? Hey, Stan.
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Yeah, a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Do you remember last month the Rangers signed this kid, an undrafted free agent out of UMass named Connor Allen?
Yes.
I vaguely remember that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I follow college hockey. You know, I try and keep up with it. And I never, ever heard of this guy. Anyhow, mm-hmm. The other day I happened to go to the CapGeek website. I happened to scroll down, and they've all the non-roster players under contract to the Rangers. Do you know what they're paying this guy? $1.775 million a year.
What?
That's more than it's more than they're paying McElrath or Kreider or Miller or Thomas. I was like stunned. I mean, I'd like to say that I hope Satan knows something about this guy that nobody else does, but I don't have confidence in him that he does.
No. I mean, this is even Byron Allen doesn't deserve money like this.
I mean, even the other like free agents they've signed in the last few weeks, they're making half of what this guy is making. I don't understand it.
Somebody's got to get to the bottom of this. What does his college stats look like?
Nothing great. He's, you know, what it was like an average player. They're hoping, you know, maybe he'll be like Girardi or something. You know, he'll play a minors a few years, become a sixth, you know, a bottom defenseman. But for a free agent college player, it's like a lot of money.
If he's making more than McElrath, it was a first-round pick.
Yeah. I don't know. Another thing is, Eddie, you mentioned this a little earlier about Klo. Again, with Sather. How the hell did he give up three draft picks for this guy? I mean, he's a nice player, but you give up three draft picks for this player? I mean, he's a little better than Boyle. That's about it.
He doesn't look like much. I can tell you that much.
I mean, it doesn't matter now, but this is the kind of thing that comes back and bites you in the ass 4 or 5 years from now when you give up three picks for, you know, an average player.
Who could wind up being, what, a 15-game rental?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know. I mean, I don't know, Stan.
Not a good move. It really is.
No. And I know it's a lot of people could interpret it as this being piling on because the Rangers aren't so good. But this is, we've been to this rodeo before. You know? I mean, when is some accountability going to finally oust somebody? But it goes on and on. I got to look. Now, some people are saying that the Connor Allen money includes possible bonuses. But still, why is the guy even having possible bonuses?
I can't answer any of this.
I don't know. How bad did you feel after that Florida loss last night?
I mean, they actually played well, but I mean, you got to beat this team. I mean, it's crazy. They had 10 shots on goal in the first two periods, and they're behind.
Yeah, I remember it was like 7 shots the Panthers had at one time. I was like, how are they even in this game? I don't know.
You're talking also about Kreider. I mean, you know, I've been a Kreider fan for years. It absolutely infuriates me how this guy is getting jerked around. I mean, they've got him playing on the fourth line with Pau and Asham. Like you said, he gets a couple minutes a game. They're just out there for defense. I mean, this guy can be a star player, and they've got him doing nothing, basically. And they're playing, you know, guys who are mediocre. I mean, he's got to be given a chance to succeed. They gave it to him in the playoffs last year.
He's not. They don't put him in a position to succeed. And I'm sick and tired of hearing the
comparisons. Well, you know, he did this with Delzato. He sent him down to the minors, and Delzato got his act straightened out. You know, to some degree, that's correct. But, you know, Michael Delzato did come back and have a good season last year. He hasn't been all that great this year. And I just think that when it comes to offensive players, this coach hasn't a clue on how to develop and to let offensive players just play offensively.
Didn't he want Zuccarello not to be signed this year? That's why he went to the KHL. And then because they were so bad, they brought him back. And Zuccarello was their best player last night, by far.
Yeah, he was. That's a good point. He's played pretty well here. He went from being a total outcast in, you know, Tortorella's realm. And I give credit to Sather. Sather's the one who wanted him. Sather's the one who reached out to Europe. And meanwhile, and then last night, Zuccarello played 20 minutes. And he played a good 20 minutes.
He was their best forward.
What happens if they never reach out to him? I mean, you know, it's... I don't know.
very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I tell you, I'm very rarely at a loss for words, but I really, at this point, I have nothing to say. I'm so frustrated at just seeing the same old with the team. They're mediocre, mediocre, mediocre. And, you know, why don't they just, you know, I'm never in favor of tanking, but one year, why don't they just play bad? I mean,
well,
if you're
going
to be
bad. They gave away all their draft choices.
I know, they gave away the pick. They couldn't even tank anyway if they wanted. But just be bad, get a really stud guy, but then, you know, they would screw that up. They got a stud now.
Yeah.
If somebody would say to you, outside of a Ranger fan, said, Stan, I want you to give me an assessment of Chris Kreider's play this year. Say you're a Calgary fan. You want to know how Chris Kreider is playing. What would your assessment be of him?
There's no assessment. He hasn't been allowed to play. He gets an incomplete. He gets an incomplete like they do in school, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the – you come out there for two shifts a game, what are you going to say about the guy? And he's not even on an offensive line where he could score. It's just idiotic.
Do you think it just boils down to what I think it is? It's personal?
I don't – you know, how can you say? You're not, you know, in the locker room. Even if it is, even if you don't like the kid, and I never heard anything bad about him, I mean, just, you know, you got a potential star in your hands, and you're keeping him, you know, nailed to the bench. I mean, for your own sake, what are you doing that for?
You know? I don't know.
I mean, Taylor Pye, he scored in two straight games. The guy didn't score for 2 months, and you're playing him, you know, 15
minutes
a game.
He's good along the wall. He's good along the wall. He's one of the best I've seen. He's always been solid on the wall.
Every time you say Pisey, I laugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, I like Tara, you know, like Pow. How could you have no goals and no assists in 40 games?
No goal.
Look, I'm not down on him because he does what he's supposed to do. I mean, I'd like to have a couple of goals, but he's, you know, he does kill penalties pretty well and he, you know, runs around the ice. I mean, you can have one guy like him on the team. You know, like we talked about this early in the year when, you know, the whole bottom six forwards had, like, 5 goals between them in, like, 40 games, you know. You know, that's when, you know, they had Rupp wasn't scoring and Boyle and Pyatt and whoever else. You know, it was just ridiculous.
Michael Lakin said, he has less goals than Martin Brodeur. I know what you're saying. And listen, I just feel like, I just feel like Kreider deserves a chance. At least if you don't trust him, even strength, put him on the power play. But the guy who's going to excel, the guy's got some skills.
Absolutely.
I mean, they put Zuccarello on the power play, you know, sight unseen, you know, coming over from the KHL. I know he played a little bit for Torts before, but, well, you get the kid a chance. Put him in a position to succeed.
Yes.
And if he doesn't get the goals, then you say, okay, well, you know, he's a goal scorer. He's not scoring. He's got to go back down. But 4 shifts a night playing with a guy who's got no goals and the guy who's got 2 goals, You know, it's not really helping him. You got Richards on the third line now. Play him with Richards.
Yeah.
Is it? Would it kill him to play him 12 minutes a game on the third line?
I guess it
would.
Him? I guess so.
That's why I think it's personal. I think it's, or it's just the fact he cannot deal with a player that just is
doesn't
not
want to kill players. Huh?
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He wants. That's why we see Brian Boyle on the power play when he's healthy. Why, that's why we see Boyle constantly out there, even though he's completely useless offensively. So, I don't know. I'm frustrated, Stan. I don't know what else to tell you at this point. They're going nowhere, and they're going nowhere fast.
Yeah, I don't see them winning any rounds.
No.
If they play Pittsburgh, it's going to be ugly. And, I mean, you need offense to beat Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, Henrik's, look, he's the best goalie in the world. He's not going to hold Pittsburgh to one goal for a whole series per game, even two. You got to score goals to beat them.
It's true. I mean, I don't get it.
I mean, you have to score 3-4 goals a game to beat Pittsburgh, you know, over a 7-game series. You're not going to beat them 4 times 2-1.
And Tort seems to be giddy that he's got these role players and he traded away Gabber.
Well, we finally got those guys that, we were missing.
Well, Brassard and Moore have been pretty good. I think Moore's going to be a real good defenseman.
Yeah, I got to say that. John Moore has played very well. He's been a surprise to me. And Brassard puts the puck in the net. And he seems to be not typical Ranger. He's around in front of the net. You know what I'm saying? He's not behind the net. He seems like he's in the right place, and he puts the puck in the net once in a while. I got no problem with that.
You know what's weird? When you combine the Nash trade with the Gabbert trade, it was like all he did was like reshuffle the deck. It's like they traded player for player. Almost exactly.
Close to it.
Yeah, Nash for Gabbert, and then Brassard and Dorsett for Doobie and Anisimov, Moore for Erickson, and draft picks. It's almost the same deal going back and forth.
It really is. That's what we said 3 weeks ago, whatever. Why didn't they just trade Nash for Gavrik? So, all right, Stan, we're going to let you go. We're going
to
wrap up in a couple. Okay, I'll leave you on hold, but I think we're going to wrap up here in a minute. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Right.
Take care.
So, I don't know what else to say.
I was wondering, what's your predictions? What is everybody predicting? Let's get it in the chat room. Let's get a little bit of involvement here before we sign off for tonight. I know it's only an hour. Usually we do an hour and a half. But, frankly, I'm so frustrated. I don't know. I feel like I've been talking about the same thing for the last 3 weeks.
Right.
So what do you think? We're going to play the Hurricanes in Raleigh, right? That'll be the road game.
Yes, sir.
Rosen should have a complete stallgasm because
yes.
The Jared has been brought up, right? Is that his name? Jared
yes.
Stahl?
Yes.
So he's getting 3 Stahls. And the Stahl family should be proud of their boys. They'll be all over that. So New York Ranger fan in New Jersey says the Rangers will win one of the two. Cutter wants to call in today, but with the Rangers losing third, just you calling in, no matter what you have to say, Cutter, would be a bad idea.
Exactly. See, there's two schools of thought on this. As a Ranger fan, I would say they'll lose both games and miss the playoffs, losing to the Devils and the whole season's over thing. That'll all come back to bite. There's that way for it to go bad as a Ranger fan. Then there's the other way for them to make the playoffs and prolong, die a very slow, painful death as opposed to, just kind of a quick, massive heart attack on Saturday or Sunday and just dropping dead.
All right. Could we be wrong? Could the Rangers make the playoffs and win a round? Could we be wrong?
I don't know. If they play Pittsburgh, I don't see where it's going.
I mean, could we be 2 weeks from now saying, boy, we were really down on them. We really gauged them wrong. They've gotten hot at the right time.
Of course it's possible. But I don't see it. I just don't see it.
I mean, with my heart, I want that to be so true.
Of course.
But just from what I've seen, I just, guys, you know, everybody sees it different. I just don't see a good team out there. If it wasn't for Henrik Lundqvist bailing us out, I mean, making spectacular saves night after night. They don't do anything well. They don't block shots. They don't hit. They don't clear the crease. They don't stick up for each other. They're just not an involved hockey team. The specialty teams isn't good. Even the penalty kill is somewhere in the middle of the pack or less. The power play is absolutely abysmal. It makes my stomach hurt to watch. I don't know what I could point. The coach is a buffoon. He's a clown. He's doing things. He doesn't know how to coach. I don't feel he can outcoach anybody. I don't think we gain the advantage with him. Any aspect of the game. So, I don't know. I guess that's a no for me. Do I think the Rangers will make the playoffs? Yes, I think they will. After that, maybe one game they win. No. So, what? What are you laughing at?
It's just funny. I think they'll make the playoffs, win one game.
I hate to be a negative Nelly. They haven't played anybody of any kind of decent quality and beaten them in regulation, it seems to me, in such a long time.
Since Pittsburgh.
I mean, what I got to point out, what?
Just the Pittsburgh game.
Just the Pittsburgh game after Pittsburgh came off. First of all, they had no Crosby, right? They had.
I guess the Maple Leafs, right?
Yeah, but come on. The Leafs are new to the game. I mean, I know they've clinched a playoff spot. But are the Leafs a juggernaut?
Or the Islanders defeat the Islanders in the shootout or the overtime.
Well, like I said, regulation win where they really dominated. They haven't beaten anybody good all year. I don't see it. But who knows? Maybe somebody can shit the bed more than they can. So
here's hoping.
Here's hoping for shit.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll see you guys. How about Monday? Should we come back Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Because I think if they do make the playoffs, they would start Tuesday. So why don't we come back for better or worse Monday night, and we'll talk about whatever transpires over these next 3 days.
Yeah. Well, we love you for joining us, guys. I'm sorry that I was so... I hate to be so down, but I really am I'm frustrated, just like you guys. I'm frustrated.
But, how about 9:30 Monday night? Sorry, answering the questions in the chat room.
Yeah,
we'll do a little later.
Monday. Everybody, okay. Everybody plan your night around that because maybe I'll predict more than one game in the series, depending on who they're playing.
Right.
And how they finish these last two games. Because even if the Rangers finished the last two games winning 7-0, I could still probably feel the same way.
Right.
But who knows? All right, Jimmy. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook page, if you can tolerate it. And good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. We'll let Eddie Layton play us out here.